Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. And someone was saying, your hair is fake. Yeah, yeah, right. And this is really what you use for a hair system. It's a peruke. Just pull it off my fake hair. That's why it just looks so perfectly sculpted. Anyway, where was I? Yes, this is about His Royal Highness. Whoops-a-daisy. Sorry, not that anymore. Mr. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Duke of York, the no longer Earl of Inverness, and the quondam Baron Killaloe. Now, so he was Vice Admiral. Has that been taken away from him as well? So I know it's his own fault. I know he was at best imprudent in his prolonged association with Jeffrey Epstein. I know that he lied to the public consequentially about when he severed his correspondence with the late and unlamented Mr. Epstein and so forth. I know that he's carried out many corrupt deals, accepted bribes. I know that he's abused his public position for the purpose of private emolument. This is unjust enrichment. I know that he's guilty of misconduct in public office, and I know there's never been judicial ruling against him. And he's an oaf. He's a buffoon. He is boorish. He is verbally abusive. He's ignorant. He's arrogant. He's mendacious. He's despicable in many ways, but I'm starting to feel a tiny bit sorry for him. The guy started out with so much, okay? Second in line to the throne, went to a decent school, certainly a very expensive school, Gordonson School. He was commissioned into the Royal Navy. He was a mediocre Royal Naval officer. I think there are like 11 officer ranks. He got to about the sixth one. He maybe should have got to the second one or something. And he was good at the physical bit of the Royal Navy and some Royal Marine training. He was running, carrying heavy stuff. He was good at that. I know that's not principally what the Royal Navy is about, but there is some of that because they have to be able to train to fight on land. Though, yeah. And then he dresses decently. He was a satisfactory helicopter pilot, not a good one, and so on. But the only thing he's earned, of all his honours, is his Falklands Campaign Medal. Yes, he did fight in the South Atlantic in 1982. Nobody can deny that. He did. He was there on the ship. He flew some missions. He could have been killed. And all right, he didn't go to the most dangerous situations. He wasn't sent onto land. But the ship could have been blown up, sunk. His helicopter could have been shot down and stuff like that. Got to hand it to him. He did his bit. He was at least satisfactory, even if not excellent in that. So it'd be wrong to take that away from him. Are we saying that he didn't go to the Falklands? He did. Are you going to claim that he didn't put his life in his line? He did put his life in his line. Whatever else he did do some good. You might think the United Kingdom was morally, legally in the wrong on that. Even that's true. That's not Prince Andrew's fault, okay? He's a serviceman. As a naval officer, he obeyed orders. All right, so he was decent in that way. But let's assume the worst. Let's assume that every word that Virginia Giuffre about him is absolutely voracious, that he did indeed rape her. Now, that's a very, very serious crime, but that does not negate what he did in the Falklands. Now, if someone committed that grey felony, he should be punished with many years in prison. But there's no proof that's the case. There's some evidence, but that's not proof. You need a lot more evidence than that. And that evidential bar can never be cleared now because she's dead. And I think what she said was not the form of sworn affidavits. I've never heard of a court case going ahead against an alleged victim of this crime where the victim is no longer with us and therefore cannot testify, cannot be cross-examined by the defense. As you can't have a fair trial, there's really no fair trial at all because the defense can't actually put its case. Anyway, but even if he did commit that crime, he should not have that medal taken away. What do you think? Do you agree or do you disagree? Imagine have screwed up so badly, brought so much opprobrium upon yourself, having so disgraced your family. You made your mother's last few years of misery because it was endless harmful headlines arising from him. He injured the royal family's name so much. It was dragged through the mud again and again. All these epithets which are thrown at him. So he's just failed. The royal family, they're respected for being respected. And most of them try to be respectable and respectful, right? They realize that if you're noblesse oblige, if you're prince or princess, That's something to live up to and try not to let people down. Should the United Kingdom have a royal family or not? All right, that's a moot point. At the moment, it does. So most members of the House of Windsor try not to disappoint the public. They strive to be worthy of these titles that they've inherited or married into. But Prince Andrew doesn't perceive it that way. He thinks that the people are there to serve the monarchy and not the other way around. He thinks far from it behoving him to set a standard of behavior, to comport himself with decorum. He thinks, no, this is carte blanche to behave appallingly, to be verbally abusive, to break the rules, to exploit his position, to be utterly dishonorable, disgraceful, and undignified. So he's terrible. He's a very inversion of nobility, because we know what nobility is supposed to be, but it's come to mean happening to be related to whoever, being born in a certain family. So from the anti-monarchist perspective, he's the gift that keeps on giving. All the negative stereotypes about a prince, that's him. He's a spoilt brat who's so up himself, who thinks that he's some sort of superior species, and therefore he's got a license to use and abuse everybody else, and has just behaved it appallingly all the time. And despite him sucking up to Jeffrey Epstein all the time because he wanted money and so on, and his stereotypes for lying women, the other thing about him is with everybody else, he treats them like dirt. Women, when he no longer wants some sort of liaison with them, he doesn't meet them to tell them sensibly, I'm afraid, I think our relationship's run its course. He doesn't send them an email or whatever, or phone them. He doesn't even have an intermediary do it. He simply blocks them. They're dropped like a hot potato with absolutely no regard for their feelings whatsoever. So he is heartless. There's something missing in him. You can just see it in his face that he's fundamentally dim. He's not very academic, okay, but you could be unscholarly and still have emotional intelligence. He's got no empathy, as they always say, no self-awareness. He can't perceive how others regard him and actions and consequences of I do X, Y will happen. And what will people say? How does it look? And so on. And he thought that he could get away with anything. And for years and years, he did. He misused his position to line his own pockets when he was the United Kingdom's trade and investment representative, flying all over the world, particularly to the Middle East, the erstwhile Soviet Union, the Far East, that it was to be for the advancement of British trade, getting people to sign contracts and so on. And mostly he didn't do that. He was trying to cut deals on the side, which he would take a commission, make some introductions. He was lobbying a part of companies that were not British. He was taking Epstein along with him to make money for Epstein and so forth, who was American, not British and so forth. And that's not what he's paid for. That was actually going against the United Kingdom's national interest, not being hostile to the United States. The USA's got its own trade representatives. They wouldn't do it for us. Why should we do it for them? Okay, this is a friendly rivalry. Of course they wouldn't. They're not idiots. That's not what the British taxpayer paid Andrew from. And he was deliberately undermining the mission. There we go. But he shouldn't lose his Falklands medal. What do you think? Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.